Ministry in Russia can change a terrorist heart. A link is a persecuted ministry putting out fires, and an outreach shares the gospel in a country still struggling to recover from natural disaster and war. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Terrorism has struck a blow in Moscow, Russia. Two female suicide bombers, believed to be from the Northern Caucasus, killed at least 38 people during Monday morning's subway commute. Russian Ministry's Paul Tokarchuk, speaking from Moscow, says they have work in the Caucasus, where next-generation church leaders are taking the message of peace to the area.
Whether it's orphanages or schools or Northern Caucasus, we have very good access to the local universities, to students, where we're talking about moral values based on the scripture.
Ministry leaders believe these women were brainwashed in Islamic camps. Tokarchuk says that's why Christian summer camps are important.
To bring the child, to bring the teenager to the camp that they would hear the gospel.
Summer camp training is currently underway for next generation church leaders, which will help change hearts of young people in this Muslim region of Russia. $50 can sponsor a kid at camp. Next, nine members from the Michigan-based Hutari Christian Militia Group face sedition and weapons charges. The group's name means Christian warriors, and they have a martyr complex. Voice of the Martyrs spokesman Todd Nettleton says,
"We have not had any connection with this organization. We don't have any contact with any members of this organization. This is simply a situation where they put a link to us on their website."
BOM wants to tell stories of the persecuted church, so they have an open link policy. That doesn't mean they endorse the group using the link. In fact, VOM functions on a different mission from the Hutari cult.
The Voice of the Martyrs has never advocated violence. In fact, the Christians that we serve around the world respond to persecution with forgiveness.
The media is portraying Christians as terrorists. What does this scenario bode for the future of Christians sharing or practicing their faith?
If we live out the example of Christ, if we live out His love and forgiveness in our communities, that's what we can control. We can't control what else happens.
Next, Christian-focused attacks in Jos, Nigeria, left between 300 and 500 people dead a few weeks ago. Aid has since arrived, but some victims have been neglected. Two villages watched their houses and churches burn to the ground, but no one came to help. Open Doors USA is the first ministry to attend the 200 affected believers and has since brought food, bedding, and a listening ear. Pray for healing and boldness for these believers to share their faith again soon. Next, Sri Lanka has long been a country of civil unrest and poverty. Some of the greatest victims are pregnant women, young mothers, and babies. To break this cycle, Compassion International has just opened a Sri Lanka office. Compassion will begin with its child survival program to provide proper nutrition and medicine to women and children. The country harbors many ill feelings toward Christians, so pray that this would be an opportunity to overturn hostility and feed the hungry. And it's rare for a whole family to get in on a missions opportunity, but Bright Hope International is just the thing. This May, Bright Hope's Run for the Hungry Children will host families running and walking to raise awareness and support for hungry children across the globe. Bright Hope's president, Craig Dyer, says,
"This year, we've got five locations, three in Illinois, one in Texas, and a new international one in Quito, Ecuador."
A portion of the proceeds from the event go to local ministries. The other portion goes to Bright Hope Projects. A portion of the proceeds from the event go to local ministries. The other portion goes to Bright Hope Projects, which work through local churches, keeping the gospel central.
For the portion that Bright Hope gets to keep, it's actually providing food on the ground, education, church programs for children in slum areas. We aim at people that are living in communities where they earn less than a dollar a day. So these children are some of the neediest in the world.
To host a site or participate in the run, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.